15 years ago, USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service joined California Department of Food and Agriculture officials to combat cases of what was then known as exotic Newcastle disease, found in flocks of backyard poultry birds in Southern California. As APHIS Associate Deputy Administrator Burke Healy acknowledges, that was the start of heightened poultry biosecurity education and action.
We've done a lot of outreach for backyard birds. We've got a backyard security program out there. Certainly the outbreak in 2014-15 of avian influenza informed the commercial producers to a large degree.
Now with a confirmed case of what is now known as virulent Newcastle disease within a premise of SoCal backyard exhibition chickens, Healy says biosecurity again needs to become forefront in the minds of poultry flock owners, regardless of flock size or operations. He clarifies that while VND does not pose either a human health risk or a food safety concern, this virus can spread rapidly among poultry and birds, and in unvaccinated birds is 100% fatal.
The symptoms can be variable from diarrhea to most often they will be a respiratory scenario with swelling around the head and the eyes, sneezing, challenged breathing, so the birds can't get air into their lungs, they'll turn bluish, or you can even have neurologic symptoms.
So in terms of proper biosecurity measures, Healy says poultry premise owners should remember this premise. Keep it clean and don't bring it home.
Newcastle disease, being a virus, is often spread in manure or people's clothes, mechanical movement on equipment, shoes, things of that nature.
Steps like washing hands, cleaning and disinfecting clothes and equipment before moving to or from a poultry area will help prevent spread of a virus. Healy says an additional biosecurity measure is isolating exhibition birds returning from shows for 30 days before placing them with the rest of the flock. And if a flock owner notices birds that are sick or have died in an unusual manner,
reach out and get professional help. That could be your local county or university extension, your local veterinarians, or state or federal have resources that can reach out and help you find the right people to do some diagnostic work on those birds.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.